For years now on this channel, I have been saying that Hollywood often hides the truth in plain sight. While the audience thinks they're just enjoying a fictional movie, little do they know that art imitates life. In the last year, Hollywood has come under scrutiny after people like Diddy were exposed. When the world learned of the evil Diddy was up to, they started looking at Hollywood differently, wondering who else in Hollywood was guilty. What people don't realize is that Hollywood has been telling us this whole time that they're all guilty. We can see that in the new movie Blink Twice. This movie seems to be about what Diddy and other powerful people are up to in Hollywood. Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos every other day exposing the truth. In today's episode, we will be talking about the movie Blink Twice. Let's get right into it. One of the many crimes Diddy is being accused of is drugging his victims and taking advantage of them. Allegedly, Diddy sedated many of his victims using many different methods. It is believed that Diddy would lace bottles of liquor at his parties that he was serving to his female guests. He did this to make sure they were easier to take advantage of. He also did this so these women would have a hard time remembering the things they did at Diddy's party. Add this with the fact that Diddy would also take his guests' phones before they entered his parties, makes it understandable how it made it so hard for these people to remember what happened at his parties. What's truly interesting is that everything that's described that was happening at Diddy's parties was basically the plot of the movie Blink Twice. After many of you requested, I made a video on the movie Blink Twice. I rented it and I watched it to see what you guys were referring to. After watching the movie, I felt that I had to cover it, as it seems to be an inside look at what happens at these private parties with the elite. Before we talk about the movie, I wanted to talk about something the director of the movie, Zoe Kravitz, stated. Zoe claimed that this movie was 100% based on true events. If you've seen the movie and heard the Diddy allegations, you can see she is most likely not lying. Zoe was born into Hollywood, as her parents were both celebrities, with her father being the famous artist Lenny Kravitz and her mom being the actress Lisa Bonet. Zoe has been in Hollywood her entire life, and she has definitely seen some things that inspired this movie. Zoe not only wrote the movie, but she also directed it, and everything that we see in this movie comes from her experiences in Hollywood, with the movie seeming to play out as one of the many Diddy lawsuits that we have been hearing about. What's interesting about this all is that the movie was written before 2022, because that's when they began filming this movie. Yet the movie feels so relevant to all that's going on now. In order for you to see my point, I will have to provide a quick rundown of what the movie is about. For those who haven't seen the movie, there will be spoilers ahead. The movie is about a woman named Frida and her friend Jess being invited to a private island to hang out with billionaire Slater King, played by Channing Tatum. The girls were cocktail waitresses, and they see this opportunity to have a great time on a private island with billionaires. The two friends agree and are then flown with other girls to Slater King's private island to hang out with him. While the women were under the impression that they were going to have the best time of their lives, they quickly learned this isn't exactly what was going to happen. The first thing that happens when the girls get on the island is that they have to give up their phones. The girls' phones are confiscated by Slater's personal assistant and stored. Then the women are given gifts and are constantly fed with drugs and alcohol. The first couple of days pass and the girls believe that they're having a great time as they hang out with this powerful billionaire. Everything begins to change though when Jess ends up being bitten by a snake. The next day, Jess disappears, and for some reason, no one else seems to know what happened to her or even remember if she was even there. Frida remembers that she was there, but for some reason can't remember what happened to her. From this moment on, Frida realizes that there's a lot she can't remember. While the daytime seems to be a blast, at night after dinner, the girls don't seem to remember anything that happens. Eventually, Frida discovers the reason she can't remember anything, and it's because her and the other girls are being drugged. The girls were gifted a bottle of perfume when they first arrived at the island. Little did they know the perfume was laced with a drug that made them lose their memory every night. While the girls were thinking they were having a great time, it all turned out to be a lie. During the entire time they were at the island, they were being drugged and R-worded by Slater and his rich elite friends. The perfume and all the drugs they were being fed kept them sedated and incapable of remembering the abuse they were experiencing every night at the hands of Slater and his billionaire friends. It's not hard to see that this movie was about Diddy and all the men like Diddy in Hollywood. Recently, a woman went on Soft White Underbelly and told her firsthand experience at a Diddy party. She stated that just like in the movie, her phone was confiscated and Diddy and her friends were trying to drug everyone at the party. She also claims that she was brought over to Diddy as a gift by an Arabian prince whom she was hanging out with.
The girls. Now, mind you, I'm the only black girl. So I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm about to meet Pete Diddy. Oh, you know, like, I'm probably going to have to sing for him. And I just tried to, like, keep my composure. So we get there, and that's when stuff got weird. And that's why they lock up our phones, because they know what we see in there. You know, it's he can get in trouble, like, right now. So we arrived. Security guard patted us down. They put our phone in this little bubble case. So the bubble case is closed. They can't get unlocked until we walk out. So as we're in there, the only way of us taking any type of pictures is if we get in the photo booth. So I'm walking around or whatever. So one of his sons, I'm not going to tell you which one, but it was like recruiting, like, wherever they wanted to go inside the house. Because the freak off is inside the house and in the backyard. So you have the pool, and they're playing loud house music, Mark. The house music, it makes you feel kind of woozy, first of all, because it's like a rave or something. And people are walking around naked, period. Let's get into it. They're walking around naked already, and they're in the pool skinny dipping. And they're drinking mimosas in the pool, but there's like a waitress walking around giving people drinks, just passing people drinks, you know, and people are just taking them. The sons see me walking. Mind you, I'm with other girls, but we split up. So I was walking with one girl. She's a Puerto Rican girl. So P. Diddy's son was like, you. And I'm like, me or her? And then he was like, no, you. Come here. So I went to him, and he gave me some shoes. So these shoes was like some terry cloth, like robes, white shoes. And I'm like, what am I supposed to do with these? He was like, go in the house with these. He was like, everybody who gets these shoes, you get to go in the house. Everybody can't go in the house. They're literally selectively picking who they want. So I'm like, well, what about my friend? He was like, no, only you. I'm like, oh, I seen P. Diddy or whatever, and I seen with the prince. I'm not going to say what he was doing, but something really, I get real nervous. Something real crazy, because I don't like to really expose people. I could talk about me, but when other people, bro, doing something real sexual, that's so that we could see and so that we can get turned on, okay? So he's doing something with himself. And I'm like, girl, do you see him? She's like, yeah. What got me was how he walked up to me. He's like, why are you not in the house? And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, how are you enjoying my house? So we had a little talk over there. He started talking about all these, oh, yeah, you're the one that, you know, I seen was telling me about the prince. He's like, oh, yeah, it's very nice to meet you. Like, your life is not going to be the same, da-da-da-da. But to get to the point, I ended up going in the house because he was on me, like, go in that house. I'm like, okay. So that's what made me go into the house, because I'm like, okay, let me just go in the house. My friend like, wait right here, girl. Let me just put on these shoes, see what this house is about. Walk up in there. I don't judge people, but you know when people are out of their mind, and you know people, you know what you don't want to be a part of. And it's just like, I'm seeing stuff that you see on the movies. This corner, this got going on. This corner, they over here doing this. This corner, they over there having sex. This corner, I'm just going to say, because I don't know what I can say, because I'm not trying to be incriminating myself, but they were dressed up like little Harajuku Barbies.
Like what?
Little people, okay? We're not going to say what type of little people. But, and I'm looking like, what are they doing here? Like, dressed up, little red lipstick. Like, they weren't supposed to be there. But I'm just looking like maybe it's some type of production going on. But why would they be at this party at 7 o'clock in the morning with grown people? Like, why would they be here? So I was just like, okay, whatever. Like, but then when I'm looking in this corner, this person laid out. And I'm looking like, what's going on? Then I'm seeing, like, Instagram models or whatever. I'm like, oh, hey, kind of getting distracted, feeling, like, kind of comfortable. Like, she's here? Oh, my gosh, she's. And then I see P. Diddy, you know, walking through the house, like, with his eyes on me. Like, you know, like, is this, you know, you see, are you agreeing with this? And I don't. Now, mind you, I still got my friend out there, so I walked out of the house, and I'm like, oh, my God, you should, she, like, for real? But it's like, I'm not even tripping, like, oh, well, like, it's weird, like, you know? So I'm really looking at the situation, like, I don't even want to be involved in this type of stuff, because once I see something, I can't get it out of my mind. And I'm like a hypochondriac, like, I keep having flashbacks about it. So whatever. So, of course, I come out, and then here he goes again. Another rapper, well-known rapper, comes and starts feeling on me, like, hey, you. So now it just seems like everybody is faded at this point. They're either drunk or on all the drugs, obviously, with this house music. So now I just feel, like, trapped in. Like, I like it. And I know the devil when I see it. Because by me being so spiritual and tapped in, I know when something is not right. I'm not judging, but I just don't want to be a part of it, because how am I going to get out of this? I'm already here. And then I heard conversations or whatever. And then P. Diddy was like, that's the one that I want. That's, I want her. So now I feel like, you know, they plotting on me, like, did you bring me here on purpose? Like, you know, producer you was talking about. And I came here specifically with the prince to rub elbows with people, to network for the music week. But then I put two together, like, the prince have been saying, your life is never going to be the same. You're going to be happy. And I just feel like that was, I was going to get trapped, you know, drugged or something like that. And then it kept trying to make me, I've been around celebrities before. If a rapper wants you or somebody wants you, they're not going to do it. They're going to send somebody else to do it. So,
as you heard for yourself, this girl explains how she was brought to Diddy's house by an Arabian prince. She also claims that she was invited into the freak-off by one of Diddy's sons, claiming that the freak-off happened inside of the house. While at the party, not only did she see the celebrities participating in an orgy, but she also claimed that she saw little people referring to underage people at the party, dressed up strangely. She claimed that everyone at the party was loaded off substances, losing their minds. In many ways, this is similar to the movie Blink Twice. The script of the movie played out just like a Diddy lawsuit. Diddy has already been accused of inviting girls to hang out with him, drugging them, and then having his way with them. Many of his victims have stated that they had trouble fully remembering what took place while they were with Diddy. Recently, it was revealed that the baby oil in Diddy's house was most likely laced with DMT, a substance that makes people hallucinate. It appears that Diddy was applying this to his victims to make them more compliant and to possibly make them forgetful. This is exactly what they showed us in the movie Blink Twice. While it wasn't baby oil in the movie, it was perfume that made the girls forget. The girls would put the perfume on and forget everything that took place that night. In the movie, Slater also made sure to take all the girls' phones away. This is the same exact thing Diddy does at his parties, so his victims won't have a way to prove anything that's going on.
Excuse me, I need the phones, guys.
I need your phones. Thank you.
And Quincy, I know you have two phones, Quincy. Oh, there you go. That's what I love. Yeah. Just Glow. So proud of you, Just Glow. Look at that. Got all the phones. Do I have everybody's phone?
So we got two cars. We got this car and the car over there.
Diddy is accused of R-wording his victims after he drugs them, just like we're shown in the movie Blink Twice. Slater was drugging the women so he and his friends could R-word them. Remember, this movie was written and filmed way before the Diddy arrest or allegations. They wrote and filmed this movie back in 2022. This was Hollywood hiding the truth in plain sight. It's pretty clear that these powerful celebrities and executives are sedating people who party with them and using these women and men as party favors for their elite friends. It's not just Diddy, it's all of them in the industry. They are all behaving like this behind the scenes. Hollywood has been telling us the truth about Diddy for years. All the way back in 2010, the movie Get Him to the Greek literally showed us what Diddy was up to in the industry, showing Diddy playing a fictional executive who gives his employees and artists drugs, even ordering a woman to hook up with Jonah Hill on demand. This movie, just like Blink Twice, showed us what Diddy and other powerful people in the industry were up to. While Blink Twice was a fictional movie, the writer and director of the movie admitted it was inspired by real events that happened in Hollywood. While she might not have been referring to the Diddy parties, she was referring to Hollywood elite parties in general. It is interesting that her father, Lenny Kravitz, partied with Diddy before. Maybe his daughter was writing about this party all along. While some people might see similarities with this movie and Epstein, Epstein's situation was a bit different. Epstein was a man who was running a trafficking operation out of his island and almost all his victims were minors. Diddy was gathering random people who wanted to make it in the industry so that he can take advantage of them. It seems that this movie might have just merged both of these situations. One thing is for sure, this movie proves Hollywood is a dark, dangerous place. Those in Hollywood who are trying to make it need to turn away from this industry as the price is too expensive for fame. In order to be a star, you need to sell your soul and let men like Diddy do what they want with you. The music industry and Hollywood are great examples of what happens when you remove God from the picture. Sin takes control and evil consumes everyone. Well, I'm gonna end this one here. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.